Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to hour two of Upstate Outdoors.
We're still here.
That's right.
Yeah.
On what station?
106.3 WORD.
There we go. So we got to put that in there.
Since I interrupted you when you were trying to talk.
Yes.
Sorry.
Well, if you missed the first hour, we were talking about our deer hunting show, and we're going to continue that. And now that we got Boat Girl, after we found her arrow,
yes,
where she did kill her first deer, we just didn't find the deer.
First bow deer.
First archery kill. And now that we got her shooting at 200 yards, banging steel, ringing the bell, that's what they call it.
Ringing
the bell at 200 yards. They know there's no excuse. Now, you're going to be hunting number three the rest of the season, aren't you?
Yeah. I saw something in the back of number three. Yeah. It was a little dark, but it had a huge body.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping he sneaks back out. He wasn't out there, but about 4 seconds or so. I think he just wanted to see what was going on. Maybe 5 seconds.
That's 275 yards back there.
I got it.
You got that?
I got it.
Well, then we talked to Brian Cote with Carolina Sportsman Magazine and website, and they got a new feature for subscribers there. Going to take the website behind the paywall and going to bring you a lot more content there, but it'll cost you. And then we talked about using a deer climbing stand to get the and you've climbed.
Yes.
Well, you climbed one time. You were doing that during bow season.
Yes.
I mean, you never hunted from a climber.
He's teaching me to climb efficiently and safely.
And safely.
I'm just not
100%. You like it, though, too much,
no,
did you?
No, I did, but I'm not 100% confident with it, and I'm not 100% confident that I can carry all that stuff that
far.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true, too.
I got to do, like, strength conditioning. I am not a big person.
Yeah, no.
And that's a pretty big piece of equipment.
5'2.5". Well, and also, like everything else, one size does not fit all. We might, if you decide you want to climb, we might have to get you
I need a little more practice
climber before
I try it. We've had some training.
Yeah. So this hour, we're going to jump into the Roadkill Cafe and talk about deer poppers.
Yep.
Right?
Well, stuffed bell peppers.
Stuffed bell peppers.
Venison stuffed
bell peppers. My bad. And then got a cool article from Wide Open Spaces about a likely Oklahoma state record white-tailed deer, and possibly a new world record.
Which is awesome.
They got to wait. So looking forward to talking about that. And then if you are a deer hunter and you were in the upstate of South Carolina and you do not process your own deer and you take it to a processor.
Last weekend
you might have been tough. So we'll talk about that some. Apparently, it's still going on this weekend because we've been trying to get hold of a deer processor to talk to on the show. So,
yeah,
if that doesn't happen, I'll give you all the information that you need on that. And then we will wrap up today's show with our calendar of events.
We got a few.
And today's parting shot about an Arkansas hunter who was killed by a deer after he killed a deer, I think.
Yes.
So, but in the meantime, it's time for lunch.
Mm-mm. So we have done, I think we've done it on the show a couple months ago, but we have done venison stuffed bell peppers before, but it's a completely different recipe, so I promise I'm not repeating it. What you're going to need for the stuffed peppers, 1 pound of ground venison, 2.5 cups of herb seasoned stuffing mix, stovetop in the box, tablespoon of butter, 1 medium onion chopped, 14.5 ounces of whole peeled tomatoes chopped. Canned tomatoes are fine. No problem. 8 ounces of whole kernel corn drained. And then 2 green bell peppers. So you're going to quarter those lengthwise to make the stuffing. So Prepare the stuffing mix according to the instructions on the package. And in a medium bowl, you mix a quarter cup of the stuffing with the melted butter. Brown the ground venison on medium-high heat. I saute the onions with that venison so the onions aren't just raw. I like my onions well done because it brings a little bit of the sweet flavor out. So when you're grounding the brown, when you're browning to ground venison, saute the onions with it. The recipe calls for draining the fat, but we don't have fat mixed into our venison, so there's no draining to it. Stir the tomatoes and the corn into the skillet, and then you add the remaining stuffing mix into that. In a casserole pan or a baking dish, arrange the bell peppers cut side up, and then you spoon the stuffing and venison mixture into the bell peppers and cover the dish with aluminum foil. So you bake this about 400 degrees for 25 minutes until they're done. I like to throw some Monterey Jack cheese on top of them, pull them out, take the foil off, throw some Monterey Jack cheese on top, and you're good to go. They're delicious. I like stovetop. I don't want it every day, but it's just something different.
Kind of like, what did we have this week? We had Hamburger Helper.
We did. We
of course,
had
we don't ever eat hamburger.
We're in a hurry.
We had Venison Burger Helper.
We had Venison Helper.
And it's good.
Yeah.
It's
and I mean,
food.
You don't want to eat it every day because I know it's not good for you. But it, I mean, we got home late. We were kind of in a rush and we did Deer Burger Helper and it was delicious. It beat the drive thru. That's for sure.
She was talking about how, you know, she has to lug all this stuff around and she's not a big girl.
I ate a lot.
We'll solve all that, right? I'm surprised that you didn't do ground venison soup since we got a whole crock pot of that.
Pot right now.
Right now, over there in Tara's studio. I hope
Taylor will have to open the door to
yeah.
It'll smell
you know,
like vegetable soup.
Sometimes
in there.
She listens to the show.
Uh-oh.
And we've had her text in before. And
yeah.
So.
We'll make sure that we air out.
Well, yeah, we got to clean all that.
And, you know, we have an outlet right behind us. I don't know why we didn't plug it in.
I just didn't want to put it in here.
Okay.
So, I just put it
over
there.
We'll let y'all know how that is next week.
I was making it. I actually had to stop at the grocery store and get some more beef broth
because
I didn't have
enough. We're on the way to the hunt club.
And I got it. I had it plugged in. I've got one of them. Is that AC?
You got an AC outlet in the truck.
I got an AC outlet in the truck, and I was running the crock pot in the truck since I was going to be, you know, driving for so long, letting it, you know, all heat up.
Yeah.
And I didn't have enough broth, and I wanted to get some more corn and some tomatoes to put in it.
We're trying to eat better post-hunting because by the time we get done, it's like nothing is open at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
We went to Waffle House last Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so we're trying to do better post-hunt food.
So,
know?
Hey, have crock pot, have electrical outlet in the truck, we'll travel.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave it in the truck. I didn't think the outlet.
I don't think the AC outlet works.
Once you cut the ignition off.
I don't know if it does.
I didn't want to have a dead battery.
We need to read the book on that.
I didn't want to have a dead battery coming in here. So
yeah.
We'll air out Tara's studio. So don't tell her.
Don't tell her.
Yeah, y'all don't call in on Monday morning and say, hey, Tara, did you hear?
They were cooking.
Did you hear that?
Them rednecks were cooking vegetable soup in your office over the weekend.
And rednecks is cooking venison vegetable soup. Did they leave you any?
So, we'll leave her some in the fridge.
We better not.
Downstairs.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Hey, look, on the weekend, the outdoors crew rules
yeah,
here.
Yeah, ain't much traffic going on around here in the weekend.
Us and John and Chuck and Lonzo and Chris.
Yeah, they come in after dark.
Yeah, that's right. So, awesome. Well, we're going to go to our break now, and then when we come back, we got a great story about a potential world record. Definitely, I won't say definitely because you never know until it gets scored, but a big deer. We'll tell you the story.
Right here, y'all. Stay with us, 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty, well, did you see in the news about the potential new world record deer.
I didn't read the article yet.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you want to read it, it's in wideopenspaces.com, and it's well, I'll read it for you. How's
yeah,
that?
Read
wideopenspaces.com.
It for us.
I do a lot of that. Oklahoma teen harvests likely new state record whitetail, and it could rival the world record too. Teenage hunter could soon hold the new Oklahoma state record whitetail deer, but the potential to be a world record is realistic as well. 18-year-old Gunner Womack, you reckon his parents named him correctly? They're
yeah.
big-time hunters.
Yeah.
Headed out to his tree stand Tuesday morning. He certainly never anticipated harvesting a potential state record buck. But according to newson6.com, he stands a chance to be the new record-holding hunter after the big buck's measurement and verification process is complete. It's an 8x8 typical whitetail buck, and it was killed with archery equipment in Pawnee County, Oklahoma. Womack said the deer first appeared about 40 yards away from where he sat, but eventually got within 25 yards and presented the Oklahoma hunter with an ideal broadside shot. An official score measured Gunner's buck at a gross green score of 209 4/8 inches. I don't know why they couldn't say 209 1/2 inches. Everything's in
somebody
it's
wasn't
in
a math
eights.
Major.
It's in eights. But here's the thing about it. And actually look this up too. You've got four different world records. Okay. So that's going to kind of like the biggest. I'm not sure I know what the biggest deer ever killed was, because you've got the typical, and that's what his was a
yes.
typical deer. That's when the antlers are symmetrical.
And if you look it up on the internet, the pictures of the deer, it is dang near perfect.
Yeah, yeah. And then you have a non-typical. And that's when, I mean, that's freestyle.
The freaks of nature and
well,
the antlers come
yes.
out.
Well, what happens, I mean, you may have what would appear to the normal person to be a symmetrical rack, but it's got some variations that
right.
keep it from being a typical rack. And it's kind of a complex, you know, the Boone and Crockett Safari Club International both have scoring systems, but also there are two different records kept for archery kills and gun kills.
Which makes sense.
And, you know, I grew up deer hunting, and the biggest I ever knew of killed with a gun was Milo Hansen's deer. That was killed in November of 1993, and that scored 213 5/8 inches.
This deer by this kid was killed with a bow.
Yeah, and
I think you touched on that.
It's 209, and the current, the Pope and Young record typical whitetail was killed back in 1965 in Peoria County, Illinois, and that was a 204 4/8 inch deer.
Wow!
So he's going for the
makes
the,
me want to go the, to Oklahoma and go deer hunting for
yeah.
sure.
I tell you what, I have been.
They don't grow them like that around here.
No, they do not.
I mean,
promise you, they do not. I have been in that part of Peoria County, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I was
oh,
out,
they're big out there.
I was out
too,
there on
bit.
Well, I mean, it's all corn. It's all
yes.
corn fields everywhere. But those are some big deer. Well, let me finish, because there's some
sorry,
more.
Sorry, I'm rambling.
There's some more details here with the story about this deer that was killed. Let me get back over here to it. It says, well, it's actually the write-up from the news station. It says, Gunner Womack may have harvested the largest typical buck ever taken in Oklahoma. He's hunting on his family farm, Pawnee County, Tuesday evening. Some say it could be in the running for the world record, and that's typical archery. He's an 18-year-old freshman at Oklahoma State University. He grew up in Morrison. He's hunted since he was a little boy. But he said this was his first season to hunt with a compound bow.
Wow.
And this giant is his first ever bow kill.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, uh-huh. He says the pictures don't even come close to doing it justice. And the dadgum I mean, it's a monster deer just in the pictures that they do have here.
I could not imagine looking at that deer from 25 yards.
Yeah.
It's all different when you're up that close and personal.
And especially seeing what we see here and then to see that deer, like Oklahoma, Illinois, Kansas deer.
Wow.
It'd be like, man, I'd have shot the one that they were like, so that's a yearling.
Yeah.
That one would eat some of the deer we got here in South Carolina. But the article says his family watched this buck grow up over the years on their property, and that's pretty, you know, pretty typical. We see deer on our property from time to time, and they think it was a 4.5-year-old deer. He said it's an 8x8, came out in the field, and it was pushing younger bucks around and chasing does, and then it stopped broadside 25 yards from his stand. He took the perfect shot. Mm. He said he can't believe all the attention he's getting and says hunting for him isn't about killing. It's about conservation and the meat. He's a hungry young man. He says, we eat everything we kill. We don't waste anything.
His mama and daddy raised him up right.
There you go. And what's the point of hunting if you're not going to take, if you're not going to make use of everything? It also keeps the flow of conservation and conversation.
And you kill conversation one, gonna be on that one.
Conversation, too. Said going in the area. And a retired game warden is the one that green scored it. And you know, a little note about that, you can green score a buck, but there's a mandatory for, you know, Pope and Young, for Boone and Crockett, for Safari Club, whatever, is a drying period.
Yes, 60, 90 days?
60 days. 60 they got to dry for 60 days before it can be officially scored. That's because antlers are very pliable. I mean, even
they hold moisture.
Even after you know the velvet comes off and everything,
right?
They still shrink a little bit.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Wow.
We'll see how that goes. But congratulations to old Gunner. Now they're gonna have to call him. They'll have to rename him Archer.
Man, if I
that's his first bow kill.
Took that deer with a bow. First bow hunt. First bow kill. I just quit. I'd be like, because everything else would be a disappointment after that. That is a monster.
That's what I told you about you when you killed that old 6-point first one that you killed with that big wide rack. I was like,
yeah,
it's gonna be hard to beat that one.
Yeah, in daylight, it was a big deer though.
Well, you
it was
hunt
an old deer.
You hunt at night?
No, but it was still. It wasn't like looking through dim light, going, I don't know if there's anything down here or not. I mean, I saw his antlers first.
Yeah. Well, you know, preferably that's the way it's supposed to go.
Antlers first.
I did look at the trail camera that I told you last week that I thought Bo Derek came out right at dark. It wasn't him. And I know Bo Derek's a girl's name, but whatever.
We have
that's
a reason.
That's just what we named. That's
we
what
named
we named
him
this
because
deer.
He's a perfect 10.
Yeah. He's a perfect Union County, South Carolina 10.
He's good deer for our property, though.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
During the break, y'all, in case y'all didn't know it, PG's looking at trail cam pictures going, ooh, ooh, and he's just scrolling.
Yeah, but he hadn't showed up. He didn't show up on this last batch, so I don't know where he's at.
I haven't seen him on Facebook show up at King Cut at the processor down
the
road.
Yeah, but you don't, it, not
but
everybody
you don't, but
goes
he
there.
Was full last week, so.
Well, speaking of that, we'll go to our break. We're going to do a couple calls, and if not, we're going to give you our
update.
We're
going to talk about it.
On the deer processor situation here in the upstate. So stay with us.
Y'all stay with us right here, 106.3 WORD.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Well, it looks like you're gonna. We're gonna have to talk.
Yeah, we're
about
gonna give
this
you our take on it.
Because I actually had two or three processors. We were trying to get on the telephone and got hold of one of them, and it was like, "Man, I got people bringing deer in. I can't talk on the radio stuff." And that's probably the best illustration.
And a half.
Yeah, and if you're a deer hunter in Game Zone 2, last weekend y'all know, I don't know if any of you follow Upstate South Carolina, Upstate SC Deer Hunters, the Facebook page,
yeah,
or whatever.
I think a lot of people do. There's a bunch of members on that page.
Yeah, it's a lot of fussing and.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what happened was it became known that a lot of the processors were having to shut down
because
they were full. And you say, well, you know, what does that mean? Just keep throwing them in. What happens is when they take a deer in, they hang it, okay? So
yes.
they'll go ahead and field dress it, which is gutting it, and they'll skin it, and then they'll hang it in their walk-in freezer.
In the cooler, yes.
Right? And most of them hang a deer for, and they want it to kind of dry. You know, they got that kind
of. It's
kinda,
just like aging beef. You age beef,
yeah, exactly.
It's the same thing.
Exactly. So 5 days is the norm for that,
yes.
And they run out of room. In other words, they got to, I was talking to the guy down at King Cut, and he said, look, we got like, you know, the first weekend pretty much filled us up, and it's. It kind of flows that way. You know, you kill a lot on the weekend, and then, you know, they hang them, and then so on Friday, you know, they're cutting them up, and they got more room. But what was happening, too, is a lot of deer were coming in through the week.
Yes, this past week, too, I've seen.
And so I was talking with them, and they're like, well, part of it is in years, and it went so far that I actually called Charles Ruth down at DNR. And I was like, let me back up just a second. The reason that I called Charles Ruth, I wasn't reporting anybody, but I saw on Facebook where a guy was like saying, hey, I got these two does today. And I'm like, whoa, that's illegal.
It's not.
And I wasn't turning them in because I actually looked it up. And I was like, dang, on these tags it says you
anytime.
Can kill anytime you can kill two does a day and two bucks a day, you can actually kill four deer a day. You know, yeah, that's right. We're, you know, our deer numbers are shrinking and we're conservation oriented, but you can kill four a day.
Right.
Okay. So what was happening, and I had seen this too on social media and down at the processor, was a lot of folks were bringing in
two
deer.
Multiples.
Right. So, you know, they took in almost capacity the first week and then, you know, folks coming in through the week. And then after Friday night, pretty much everybody had to shut down.
It wasn't just a couple of processors.
No.
It was a lot. I mean, I just, you know, Facebook friends posting so-and-so's processors full, you know, call us before you come. You know, that kind of thing. We were sitting in this when we were getting ready to go hunt before PG took me to my stand. He's like, if you see him come out, shoot him. And we had plan B because the processors were full. We had planned on, look, and same goes for him, if the deer that he was hunting stepped out, take the opportunity and shoot it. We were prepared to ride to the lower part of the state.
Yeah. Well,
and
I mean,
at least
get out of Game Zone 2.
Get out of Game Zone 2,
yeah.
Where everything's full. And, you know, and other game zones have been gun hunting a little longer than us.
Yeah.
So it might not be as crowded. And I did not see anything, you know, getting a little further south as far as processors that were full.
Well, and what happens, too, is when you get down into, I think the first, when you get down into, I think it goes from 2 to 4, depending on what route you take, is their rut is actually kind of coming to a close. About now, okay? Whereas our rut's about getting about ready to start. And so you got a lot of deer moving around. So I wouldn't expect to have processors down, you know, in Game Zone 3 or Game Zone 4 that are all that full. And you've got different size processors. I mean, there's some folks who, you know, a lot of it's kind of backyard kind of stuff.
Right.
And some of them have bigger coolers than others.
Right.
But I will say this. Accolades to a lot of hunters and a lot of deer processors. They were on the phone trying to find space, you know,
at other processors.
At other processors, because they all pretty much do the same thing.
Right, and I feel like there are, especially last weekend when it was kind of a crunch, I feel like it sounded like everybody was kind of trying to work together.
Yep, but so that prompted me to call Charles Ruth, and I was like, Charles, I was not aware, you know, about this, you know, two years ago before we got into the tags, you could kill one doe a day.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can kill two. And he says, well, yeah, that's – and he wasn't surprised that they were jammed up. He said, the legislators decided to change that back because that's the way it used to be. And I said, based on what science? And he's like, well, you know, they just did it because they did it. So,
yeah.
I'm kind of ticked off about that. And I'm not the only one. And there's a lot of folks who said they're going to call their representative – which is kind of stupid anyway, that something like that can't be corrected by DNR. But in South Carolina, okay, we're one of about three or four states that still the General Assembly has to vote on our game and fish laws. So anytime you have something that's relatively unimportant in the larger scheme of things, you know, taxation and fixing roads and all
right.
this other stuff, you know, They got to take their time, you know, for game laws. And what happens is they never get around to it.
Also understand this, and I think this has something to do with it. I'm obviously not a biologist, but a lot of people do not deer hunt except for the first couple of weeks of season.
Yeah,
and then they're done.
And when they do hunt.
So they're going to go hunt, and then they're going to get a couple deer for the freezer, and they're done.
Yeah.
And so, and I know a lot of people that hunt that do that. So you get this rush, especially when you can take two in a day. You
yep.
get this rush at the processor.
As soon as gun season opens, you know, because
they're not bow hunting for a couple weeks.
And they're going to shoot, but it's pretty much browning down.
Sure.
It's like
meat hunting.
I'm going to shoot, you
And
know,
there's nothing wrong with meat hunting. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, look, I can't eat the horns. I'm going to go out here, I'm going to hunt for a couple of weeks, I'm going to fill up the freezer, and then I'm done.
Yeah.
And so I think that might have something to do with it, too.
And I lived through that stage of my life, too. I just got to the point where I found it more exciting. I mean, I end up with a freezer full of meat, killing bigger deer by
sure.
hunting, by trying to trophy hunt.
Trophy hunt, selective hunt. I mean, and we're trying to work on our herd of deer. And
of course, if they elude me, then I'm going to break my – typically, I don't harvest does. Period. If I am going to harvest does,
it's going to be early.
I'm going to take them during bow season. And since I didn't do that,
and PG encouraged
me to take
a doe during bow season.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, I had an opportunity not to. I wasn't going to take a doe, even though I told him I might. You know, but you know, I had opportunity.
But the good news is that I think the processes are pretty much caught up.
It looks like it's a little better. I don't
yeah.
know what'll happen today, you know, on being on
yeah.
being on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of check up on the processors' Facebook pages if y'all are going out this evening or in the morning, you know, just kind of take a checkup. But it is typically busier at the processor through the weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Kind of sounds like it may be another one to live through. So, anyway.
But you know what? I'm glad that the processors are saying, you know what? We're going to stop, and we're not going to take anymore. And they still have the, basically, business integrity to still process meat properly and let it time out and hang like it's supposed to. You know you got good processors that way.
Absolutely. We're going to go to our break. We're going to bring you the calendar events and our parting shot. Then we're going to head back out in the woods.
That's right. Right here, 106.3 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow, today's show
has
just
flown by.
It's like it always does.
Where's the time go?
And especially when we get talking about stuff. And I didn't even get into everything that I wanted to say about the deal with all the deer being jammed up too.
We'll get into that next week.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that.
Since we're running out of time.
We get in there if they get backlogged again this week.
Well, we'll adjust.
That happens,
if they're backlogged, we'll adjust. We'll, figure it out.
All right. Well, that means it's calendar of events times. Boat Girl, take it away.
Yeah. All right, guys. South Carolina Hunter Education classes are being offered across upstate. The South Carolina Hunter Education class is recommended for motivated students 12 years of age and older with good reading and comprehension skills who have some firearm and or hunting knowledge or experience. Course materials are on a 6th grade reading level. While we do not discourage any age from attending the class, only children age 10 or older may actually take the final exam. Upcoming class dates in the upstate for November. Right here down the street at Cabela's, Saturday, November 2nd, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And at Sharpshooters Gun Club and Range, Saturday, November 16th, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Clemson DNR Office, Saturday, November 23rd, 2019, 8 o'clock a.m. to 5 p.m. Also, this is something new on the list. Are you or someone you know a disabled veteran hunter? The WeHuntSC.com website is holding a drawing to select two disabled service members to participate in a free guided hunt to take place on Saturday, November 9th. All guns and ammo are provided. Veterans are able to bring one caretaker or friend with them if they want to. The hunts include a shooting session before the hunt, lunch, and an afternoon hunt on two separate properties located near Pageland, South Carolina. It sounds like a good hunt. Entering is simple. Just submit the form on the website. Go to wehuntsc.com/vets to enter. They will conduct a random drawing from all submitted veterans and contact the winner soon. The cutoff date for submissions is October 28th. So hurry up if you want to enter that. If you guys have an event you'd like to share with our listeners, you can contact us by email at upstateoutdoors@1063WORD.com. You know of anything else out there right now?
I don't.
Besides mid-swinging deer season and we're going to go to the woods.
I mean, I do know that the Bass Chaplain, our roving reporter, Chris Wells, I mean, I don't know that that's an event, but he's got about a month left on yeah, he does a boat raffle every
yes.
year, that Nitro.
We'll get some details on that. He raffles off his boat in
yeah.
December? November.
Yeah. No, I think it's, I don't know.
You know what? I'm going to follow up
first,
on that.
I think
this
it's the first part of December.
And we can spread the details out.
You can go to chriswells.org and find out, but he's raffling off his Nitro, so.
Yeah, does it every year.
He's going to be, when you go on vacation, or, the day you got off
yeah.
in a couple weeks.
Can you believe us? I hadn't been here a couple months. He's
going to be,
day off.
I know. think about it. But we'll have Chris on the show and we're just figuring on covering some of that with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So, well, I guess in the meantime, we'll go ahead and jump into today's parting shot. Okay, like I said at the beginning of the show, I don't like to make fun of a situation anytime somebody dies because that's just not.
Not cool.
That's not cool. And I'm not really doing this, but it does fit in perfectly as a parting shot. It's a story. I got this from Fox 13 News about an Arkansas hunter who was killed by a deer that he shot that apparently got up and attacked him. And I'll read you the story, and then I'll give you my thoughts on this, why I included this. A hunter in Arkansas died after a deer he shot turned tables and reportedly attacked him. In Arkansas, this picture of a reindeer, let's see, Arkansas Fox 13, this reindeer photo that you have here.
That ain't it.
That ain't what he shot, I guarantee
you. Well.
Thomas Alexander, age 66, is believed to have been killed as he was hunting in Yaleville, an area roughly 102 miles east of Fayetteville, on Tuesday at around 6:30 p.m., officials said. Alexander shot the buck using a muzzle loader. That'll get you in trouble right there. I hate them things.
Yeah. Hand anyway, cannon, isn't that what you call it?
Handheld pipe bomb.
That's it.
Alexander shot the buck using a muzzleloader. Keith Stevens, a spokesperson for the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, told Fox News he apparently went over to the buck, you know, right after he shot it.
Right.
And it got up and attacked him. Stevens said the 66-year-old was able to call his wife, and he was transported to the hospital about 8 p.m., and he was going to be airlifted to the hospital, but Alexander stopped breathing on the way to the helicopter, so he was driven there in an ambulance, and it was pronounced dead at Baxter Regional Medical Center in Mountain Home. Stephen said it wasn't clear whether Alexander died from the deer attack or due to other medical problems, possibly a heart attack, but hospital officials said he did have puncture wounds when he was admitted.
Okay.
Spokesperson said he doesn't believe an autopsy will be conducted to find out how the hunter died. Stevens told KY3 that about 4 years ago, there was a similar incident during which somebody was struck by a buck's antlers but survived. He said hunters should make sure to wait 30 minutes after shooting a deer before approaching it, because it may not be dead. He said Alexander may have done that, but we just don't know.
Right. You know, I read a little bit about this story, and it is tragic. You know, it's tragic. Apparently, this guy was an experienced deer hunter.
Yeah.
Okay. Which, I mean, I'm sure he waited if he's an experienced deer hunter. The thing that bothered me the most about this story is the dang comments on Facebook and social media about these tree huggers saying, well, that guy deserved it. I was so mad earlier in the week, I could have spit nails, because you know how Facebook trolls are. Well, you know, finally the deer strikes back. You know, you shouldn't have shot an innocent deer anyway. I mean, this guy's a hunter. I mean, he
was
shooting.
That's what I'm saying. That was why I liked it.
I was so mad when I read the comments. I mean, I turned it off.
Well,
you know, it's tragic, and nobody should say, well, that guy deserved it because he shot an innocent deer, because nobody deserves that. But it got me fired up.
Well, my take on it is nobody knows the hour, their last hour, right?
Right.
And if you're going to – I mean, when it's your time, it's your time, and there are a whole lot worse ways to go than
– it would be a noble way to go for a hunter.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of that was – what was that – what was that movie that Brad Pitt was in about, dadgummit? Help me out. No? The movie about Brad Pitt.
You know, I hadn't seen any movies.
Where he was, golly, it wasn't a river runs through it, was it? Maybe it was, where he had the bear. Yeah, it was a river runs through it.
I never saw it.
He was hunting a bear, and he'd like stuck it with a knife or something, and then at the end of his life, he had an encounter with that same bear, and the bear killed him, and you know that was the.
I guess it's a noble way to go. I just got so mad about the dang.
Don't read that.
Snowflake comments on the internet.
Don't read that. Just take it for what it is. So we and like I said, prayers to Thomas Alexander. He's up in heaven now, hunting bigger deer.
Yeah.
Hopefully. So anyway, that's the end of our show today, and. Gosh, we only got one guest to thank, Brian Cope. Want to thank Boat Girl for all her great comments being on the show today. And we got John and Chuck following us up. And in the meantime, we're going to take our crock pot full of soup and head to the woods.
Y'all, have a great weekend.
God bless. We'll see you next week. Upstate Outdoors.
106.3 WORD.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.